Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships, what makes them work, how to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome.
Ignoring a narcissist is the best way to reduce their power over you, because they constantly want to control you, manipulate you, so you really can't ignore them, because they want you to be emotional, because your emotions give them the energy and actually the weapon how they can manipulate you and humiliate you. So ignoring the narcissist is the first step and foundation for your healing and getting out of their narcissistic control. I'm Eva Andreessen. I'm a relationship coach, and today I'm here with Heather Garbutt.
Yes, I'm Heather Garbutt. I'm a relationship coach too and a psychotherapist of 40 years. Together we form quite a team, and we're working on this area now of narcissistic abuse and narcissistic control.
Yeah, so ignoring a narcissist is really important step on your way to get out of their control, yeah? Because they always try to get you, punish you, manipulate you, control you, and they love your emotions. If you are emotional or even hysterical, they just feel good inside because they got you. So when you start to ignore them, it's actually one of the ways how to lose their control, how to lose their power over you. But the thing is, you need to do it really consciously. You need to do it even from your true self, from your center. Because if you don't do it from this place, but if you do it more from like from the painful place inside of you, they will get you again, because they will do anything to get you back to their game.
Yeah, the pain is the best way to manipulate you, keeping you confused, gaslighting you. That's the beginning part, telling you that your reality that you know and you experience is not the case. So they get power over telling you your reality isn't yours, and that you must be really crazy if that's what you believe. So that's the way they get in first. I think I just might like to backtrack a bit, because I think there's more than one sort of narcissist. And there's the helpless one who really is a victim in themselves. They just haven't got a clue how to live life. So they'll be clinging on to you as an empathic carer, making you responsible for everything, for living their lives, for earning the money, for organizing everything, like a child. And they can be just as vicious, because they're working from fear as well. But it comes from a different place. And ignoring them is the right thing there too. But I just want to understand that not everybody is like the other sort, which is the ones we're more talking about today, which are the more vindictive, land-grabbing, controlling, bullying narcissists who really just thrive on the power of seeing you squirm. The other ones want you to squirm so that you won't leave them and they won't have to grow up and take responsibility. These ones do it for the pleasure of it.
Yeah, it's so important to get that there are many types of narcissists. So sometimes people are a little bit confused about if their partner is narcissist or not, because also the covered narcissists, they can be actually very successful in their job, but they really manipulate from behind. They have very strong passive aggression, which is also very, very dangerous. And usually they're really good, so good from outside, like they have good name, or they are, for people outside, they are humble. If you tell them that they punish you or manipulate you, nobody would even trust you or believe you, because they really care for their reputation. Yeah, so sometimes it's really, really dangerous, or sometimes you don't know. And the thing is, it doesn't matter if a person is narcissist or not. The most important is if you can live with this person, if you feel happy with them. Because if you feel that you have fear all the time inside of you, or feeling obligations or some guilt all the time, it's not good for you.
No, it will eat you up. And the chances are you are a loving, caring person because you're responding to somebody else, really putting their needs first. So you'll want to look after them, you'll want to give, and they can use that too to guilt you. I think it's likely that you share some childhood wounds. You may be more conscious of yours than they are of theirs, or it may be obvious that, you know, they've had a terrible upbringing. But the way that you've dealt with it may be different. You've dealt with it by being a caring, empathic, reflective person, looking out for other people, denying your feelings to care for somebody else. They've gone to the other side, where their feelings matter more than anybody else's, and they're going to land grab, control. I think we've got some examples of that in the world at the moment. The land grabbers are very visible.
Yeah.
In different ways all over the world. Yeah.
Yeah, so they really want you to get you, to really, like, they want you occupied your life by them. So it's the reason it's at the beginning of this relationship, you feel that it's very intense, because they love when you think all the time about them. If you do everything for them, if you just don't think about anybody else, because it's feeding them that your whole world is about them, because it's their thing how they control you and manipulate you. So when you start to ignore them, it would be like a little bit hurting them, because they want to be visible, they want to be admired, they want you to be like their slave sometimes, even like this. Yeah, many women with who I work feels like that they need to do everything at household. Like, it's all, they always tell them it's work for women. So they are confused and they are feeling wrong or bad if they don't do it, because they know what it's good for you always in this way. Yeah. So
they take the authority.
Yes. They take the authority. And the most painful for me is that when I hear the sharing of people, they don't care about them when you are ill or when you are sick. They just leave you and go to see their friends.
Yeah, it's so painful. So painful to see those manifestations. Yeah. I want to go back to the ignoring now, because I think that's really the core of this talk we want to do today. So we can see really how we've got to this place, that they've cut you off likely from friends. So they've cut you off from any other source that would reinforce your position. And then they've really got you. So you've got little else to do but ignore them. And you can do it really carefully, really consciously. Just don't respond to their demands. And it doesn't mean that you have to blanket. You can just be assertive and say, yes, I understand, and I'm doing this. Yes, I understand, and not now. Yes, I understand. So you just sort of stonewall, but really politely. So it's not just, because I think you're in danger if you just ignore them like that. They'll really up the ante and have a go at you. So you need to find those subtle ways that just block their path.
Yes,
what do you think,
exactly.
Eva?
Yeah, because it's, as you said, it's so hard to ignore them, because they can trigger your deepest wounds, and they know how to trigger you. Yeah, so ignore them. It's very hard, especially most of them say to my clients, you are ignorant. You are not interested in things. Yeah, they even blame them if they ignore stuff. You know, so when you start to, so they are really worried. They don't want people to ignore them. So when you start to ignore them, it's, as Heather said, it's more about doing in that, I would say, that yellow rock. It's being like in polite way, but talking mostly about facts. Yeah. and really from your power, from knowing what is true for you. Because if you think that they are right, that you should do this, that it's really work for women to do all household, then you will not say it from your center. If you feel it, if you really don't feel it inside, then it will get you back. It will be like punishing you again. So you need to really be sure what is your truth, what is really good for you, what is important to you, how you feel about things, what you stand for. So usually it takes some time before you are able to ignore them. It needs some time of your healing first to be able to do it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think you need support. So you need the support of your friends and family. And they may well have fallen back because they'll have seen you try to leave and go back and try to leave and go back because you're hooked into a trauma bond with the narcissist partner. But I think, I mean, this is not a sales call, and it doesn't matter if you work with me or you work with Eva or you work with anybody else in this field. We want you to get professional support because you really need a strong hand to hold who can really see you, who is outside of the situation and can help you come to your truth. Because you may have lost yourself so far that you don't know which way is up, what you believe, what your values are, what's important to you, who you are.
So it's so true, because so many people don't know how it's dangerous for your health and for your emotions or for your psychological way, like feeling inside. So many people don't know how it's dangerous to live in long-term relationship with narcissistic people. So when you feel lost or really down, it's one of the signs that you might be living with this kind of person. And usually you really need someone to support you, because to start to ignore the narcissist, you need to be ready to do it, because otherwise they will use hoovering to get you back with love bombing or even bigger punishment. You know, even one lady told us when she tried to do it and she wasn't still ready, she even apologized him for her behavior, because she wanted to do this, the things by her way. But she couldn't cope with it because she wasn't ready.
Yeah, she couldn't set the boundary. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk a bit about the different levels of self that we talked about before we came on the call. So I touched on it before. There's the wounded self from the beginning. And then you get on the top of that, you get the false self. So for us over here, us empathic people, the false self is the carer, that denies ourself and denies our needs. And this is how they get us, denies our needs and looks after everybody else. So the false self is, I look after everybody else, I feel for everybody else, I'm a really good person, but I don't have any needs. And that is to avoid feeling the feelings of the initial wound when you were neglected emotionally. Most of us don't know we were, but most of us in this generation and previous ones were, because it wasn't in the common culture to know that children had emotional needs. So don't vilify your parents. They didn't know what they didn't know. So when we go to this side and we go to the narcissist, they have their wound, but they have developed, rather than the, if we think in trauma terms, fight and flight, this is the fleeing side. On this side, they've developed the fight side. So their false self, their armored self, as your dear husband calls it, their armor, is fierce, and it goes into battle, and it's very wounding. It's not just armor. It's got swords. It's got guns. It's got weapons, and comes at you. And again, it's so they don't have to feel their feelings.
What is very interesting or even sad, that actually with the fighting or manipulate you or being nasty to you, their shield is getting stronger. Yeah. They are getting stronger. We actually don't get stronger when we are nasty to someone. But what we can do, we can go back to our true self when they don't have access to. We can grow and be very strong again by really coming back to ourselves, to coming to our foundation and really finding back who we are. We can connect with our true self. They can't do it. So they need their weapons and their shield to be strong. Mm. Yeah, so Of course, if you are in your early journey of recovery, you might have the desire to revenge for the revenge, yeah? Because you suffered so much and they hurt you so much. And I know that it's sometimes against even your values to do something to them or punish them back. But sometimes it's good for the process that you get your anger out. Finally, you are not going to be dismissive anymore. You just start to show your power back. And it can be one of the first steps to really showing who you are. And also in this stage, it's really good to have also the plan how to leave him.
Yeah. And that's, again, you need the support of a coach or a group, and you need your family and friends to help you do that. And just a reminder, never tell them when you're leaving, because they'll try and thwart you. Try and get somewhere to go that is absolutely safe, where they can't get to you, and do the ultimate ignoring. It can be difficult if you have kids together, and maybe we need to do a podcast on that, of how to co-parent with a toxic ex-partner.
Yes, we can do that. What is really important that when you go through your healing process, it's about finding your way to be your true self again. And to leave them, you need to be ready, you know, because and prepare for it. Because I from my experience, when people are not ready, they suffer quite a lot after they're leaving them, because the narcissistic abuse will not finish by leaving them, especially when you have kids, because they would like to get the power and control back. So you need to be really ready and to do it in the best way. So the thing is to be ready. It means you have enough information and you know with who you go, then you are emotionally more stronger, and also that you have some financial support. You saved some money, or you have friends or family who can support you. Because I had in my coaching practice ladies who were brave enough to leave them, but then later they came back because they weren't strong enough, they weren't ready enough. So they actually hoovered them back, and it became even worst scenario.
Yeah,
we got stuck there even. Yeah,
so disempowered by then. Yeah. They know they've got power.
Yeah. So when usually they come to me when they are already with them again for the second time and not knowing what to do, because they hook them to the relationship even more. Like, I don't know, move them to different house or bought them big present or something that they it's even harder, or so, sold their flat if they had any flat. Yeah. So that it's they really, if they had the scenario that they might, they, you leave them, you already left them, they will do everything that you will not do it again, because they really want you to control you. Yeah.
So key points are ignoring, be ready for a backlash, do it politely. The yellow wall, as Eva says, just gently, firmly, hold the boundary, gather as much support as you can from friends and family, make a plan to leave, and really work on getting back to your true self, ideally with a coach who specializes in this field, but there are groups as well that you can access, both and ideally.
Yes, so true. And what we want for you to really to become butterfly in this process. I really love this expression that sometimes we can't be faster or more beautiful caterpillar. You really want to become butterfly who can fly, who can have beautiful wings. And the process is a little bit painful, because in the cocoon there is nothing, like only water or some juice. Mm. Yeah. So sometimes the process of healing, it's not easy, it's not smooth, but you can create much more better life after your breakup or after your divorce if you have the right people who can support you in your journey.
And that's what we're holding for you, a better life. And we'd love to support you.
Definitely. Better life for you when you are really powerful and that you really own your uniqueness and seeing that you are amazing.
Shall we leave it there?
Yeah, thank you for today. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.